Good day, everyone, and welcome to New Matter, the SLAS podcast where we interview life science luminaries. I'm your host, Liz Frank, SLAS Program Manager. Today, we're chatting with members of the European Sample Management Symposium Planning Committee. We've got with us Manuela Beal-Peter and Clive Green. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hi, Liz. Fine.
We're really glad to have you guys on board. We've got the European Sample Management Symposium coming up in about a month from our recording time. The event itself is taking place in early October in Berlin, Germany. And we're glad to have you guys on to give us a little bit of insight into what's going to be happening at the symposium and what you're excited about seeing from the speakers. So before we get into that, I am going to torture you just a little bit and have you do your introductions, actually tell the audience who you are, and then go through that challenge of describing your day-to-day work in 10 words or less. So who shall I pick on first? Is there a volunteer?
Ladies first.
Okay, ladies first. Thanks, Clive. So yes, I'm Manuela Beal-Peter. I'm from Analytic Jena in Germany. I'm here heading the business unit for liquid handling and automation. And yeah, coming to the 10 words, I'm a passionate team member and working with very exciting people on lab automation and liquid handling. I guess that nailed the 10 words.
That was good. Thank you. Nice job. All right, Clive, your turn.
Yeah, so I'm Clive Green. I'm executive director at AstraZeneca. My 10 words, so compound synthesis and management. I do science, technology, projects, people, and hopefully it's all fun.
Nice job. Definitely want to keep things fun, especially in the environment that the sample management community has been dealing with for the last year and a half or so. Kicking things off, this is the first time the European Sample Management Symposium or the European Sample Management Community is going to be coming together since, I think, 2019. We weren't able to come together as a group in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you guys tell me a little bit about whether or not or how that has affected the community? Has there been a particular challenge with the pandemic and the sample management community? And why you think it's important for us to be having this symposium right now for people to get together?
Yeah, so I think it's really important. I think community events are really important. I think in terms of our normal business, you know, they provide two really, really important things, I think. One, they provide insights, you know, and a tapestry of knowledge, if you like, that sort of comes across from the agenda, the actual scientific agenda. But the other really important thing is the interaction events. So that combination of interaction events and the science that we talk about together is what's critical in driving innovation. And I think certainly from my experience of the last 18 months, that's been probably the gap, is in thinking more about what the future is going to be like and how we can drive to that future. A lot of the focus has been on doing the day-to-day work. And I think we need these events in order to catalyze that process of thinking about the future and driving our innovation.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I can only add, you know, this community is a relatively small community and very closed. And what I experienced in the past events is that the exchange of experience and learning from each other, the interaction, as Clive mentioned, is so important. People are so engaged in this community. And not having the event for almost no more than 2 years, actually, kind of, yeah, it's a drawback for us. And we are all keen and excited to see each other again. And yeah, also see how everybody's been in the past time and how yeah, managed the challenges of the pandemic. And yeah, what are the good things which came out of that? And I really like that topic and I really look forward to it. Really, really. I don't want this to be stopped at all.
Well, I mean, you guys are a really small, tight, close-knit community in Europe with the sample management arena, and it'll be good for you guys to all see each other in person or virtual, because it is a virtual event as well. It's hybrid. But is there a new thing that's come out in sample management over the last, like, you know, year and a half, year that is particularly exciting that you think that the audience is looking forward to talking about? Or is this our awesome opportunity to be able to share those new innovations, the new insight that's come out?
I think we're quite a mature discipline in sample management as well. So it tends to be evolution rather than revolution that we talk about. But I think there's definitely been some key advances. And it's interesting reflecting back to this event that we had in 2019 when we had our first talk at that event around mobile robotics. And at that point, that was very much a sort of future technology. And I would certainly say over the last couple of years, that's come through to being what I would consider more emerging technology. As an industry community, we feel that it's going to be impactful. So I think looking towards this event, I think that's actually quite a nice link actually to see how far it's come. And of course, I'm also shamelessly promoting my session on robotics, where we'll have two speakers on mobile robotics. But I think that reflects that advance over the years. And we see that, saw that at SLAS events on the floor in 2019. So it's great to see that emerge and come through and be covering that.
That sounds great. I'm always interested in the robotics talks. It's cool to see what, you know, new advances have come through down that way. Manuela, do you want to tell the audience a little bit about, you know, what the intention is with regard to bringing the community together and getting their feedback in with the SIG roundtable that's going to happen at this event?
Sure. Yeah, that's another topic I'm very excited about, also to be part of that and to support it. And the special interest group has been founded, I'm not sure, a couple of years ago, also for the sample management, in order to bring the people together and help these topics, which are really exciting and challenging at the moment, because how our samples handled today is a little bit different than a couple of years ago, starting from storage, miniaturization, automation, technologies, biologics, which are also playing a major role today. And so the Kristen Naylor from the US SIG reached out to us in order to, how can we connect much better? And we decided to include a roundtable to inform what the SIG is about, what the goals are, what our charter is, and how people can get involved and engaged with that and kind of align and get together on the topics we would like to see on the big shows and events. And it's a networking, and I'm feel honored to be part of that in the future.
Yeah, previously the communities, it seems like they've been pretty siloed. The European sample management community kind of working within its own realm, and then the American sample management community working within its own realm. So, having these SIG roundtables at both events is going to be a great opportunity for the two communities to figure out, where they want to work together and, kind of how to collaborate in the future more. It's exciting. Is there anything in particular that you guys hope that attendees can walk away with when they leave the symposium, either in person or in the virtual capacity?
I think that there's always so much to get from these events. It's quite hard to boil it down into one or two things. I think I'd be looking for people to, either reestablish or to build their connections. I think, as Manuela talked about, the size of the community, we know each other very well, but we're also quite a welcoming community, I think, and it's always great to have new people come into that. I think it's really important as well, as the life sciences industry in general over the last couple of years has also grown, that we build out those networks for whether it's future career opportunities, building out our teams, so everything from identifying, a junior scientist through to filling more senior positions. It's really important. So I'd really hope that the people that attend can, engage, will build out their network, whether that's just from reaching out to people on LinkedIn and the organizing committee or whatever, through to actually having those sort of one-to-one discussions. So definitely that. Always hope that people are learning about the science and technology. And I think in particular, we'd call out the vendor snapshots in that space as well. And I think what's been going on in the vendor community is another thing that I've missed out on over the course of the last 18 months. And, I can always pick that up in these types of events through talking to people like Manuela. So I think that, actually those I think are even more important now, because the vendor community also drive a huge amount of the application of the innovation into the technologies, which then have the impact in the science. So it's a very circular process. And so I'm really keen to pick up on that. And I hope the rest of the audience will leave with a good understanding of what's been happening in the vendor community from a sort of product perspective over the course of the last 18 months to 2 years. And hopefully, just looping back to the sort of comment around innovation, hopefully people will also be re-energized by having this opportunity to come together again and see that, the future is bright and we will continue to work together. So it's lots of positive things, I think, for people to take away.
I'm fully with Clive, and thanks for putting the link between the technology and the science, because that's one of the goals and aims of our events and symposia. And yeah, I think that's it. People, you know, coming to our events should be very excited and exchange experiences, get fresh ideas. And yeah, also thanks to the vendors, as Clive mentioned, this is so important because the technology needs to be developed towards the needs of science, and the link is extremely important. So thanks for putting that. I fully agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely want to make sure that those connections between the vendors and academia and industry are, you know, are still going, and that we strengthen them at these in-person events. So we're very excited about being able to bring them together. And it'll be cool because the virtual audience will be able to watch the vendor snapshots as well and get kind of a insight into, you know, how they've been improving their technologies or what new innovations they've come up with. So that'll be really neat. Kind of the last thing that I wanted to bring up before we come to a close is you guys have invited a really interesting keynote speaker this year. Her name is Dr. Agnes Bumrun-Sauer. She's the head of ingredients research at, I may butcher this, but Givaudan out of Switzerland. They're a fragrance company. They do, you know, beauty and fragrance and food type stuff. So it's not your traditional sample management. I know she's going to do a presentation on the hidden faces of molecules, but why were you guys interested in bringing somebody in as keynote who wasn't necessarily involved in the life sciences, as it were, not someone that was, you know, in our community as of now? What, you know, what's the thought process between bringing somebody in who's kind of an outsider to the community at the moment?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's, firstly, I think it's a great subtle change of direction for us from the perspective of keynote speakers. I think, you know, in Europe, we've been going for several years with this symposium now, and we've covered several areas from keynote topics, whether they be, you know, more, we started off with strategy in the early days, we moved through into technology. And I think it's part of the natural evolution of looking at adjacent disciplines and continually trying to help the community learn and, you know, learn from others, learn from those that are, you know, maybe not within our direct line of sight, but for whom they can provide some unique insights. And again, we can take nodes of information from them and try and piece that together to see how we can move on. And I think, again, to come back to the point, as a very mature discipline, I think it's important that we continue to seek those opportunities to learn. And one way to do that is, you know, sort of high-level keynote speakers who can bring a really interesting perspective to us. So I think as a discipline, we're sort of ready for that sort of insight now, and I think it will also help to energize us. So I think there's definitely a move there. I think the other area I'd pull out is supply chain management being on the agenda for the first time. That's something that, as an organizing committee, we've spoken about for a long time, is trying to find the right time to introduce that topic and the right speakers. And so, again, I think that that speaks to the evolution of the event, I think, and to its broad appeal, I would hope, to people who are thinking about attending.
Yeah, I love that. Learning from adjacent communities, that's a great way of putting it. I agree that the supply chain management seems to be a particular new focus for the community in general, because the Americas sample management one is doing something similar. So it's really neat that you're evolving kind of the focuses of the event as you evolve instead of revolutionize, as you were mentioning earlier. We're going to bring this to a close. Before we finish up, is there anything final you want to say to the audience, encouraging them to attend Kintint, or any final pitches you want to make about any of the sessions?
And actually, you mentioned already, I really would like to encourage everybody in our community to join us either in person or virtually. I think it's going to be very exciting, very interesting event. I really, as I mentioned in the beginning, I can't wait for it. And I really hope to meet as many people as possible there and bring the community back together.
Yeah, I would certainly echo that as well, Liz. I think it's hopefully this will be a very warm welcome back to lots of people who've been, you know, busy, you know, doing their work and getting through, you know, the pandemic and the impacts over the last couple of years. But you know, now this is a great opportunity, I think, for us all to come together, whether that's in person or whether that's through this new hybrid and virtual sort of model as well. You know, hopefully that can help reach out to even more people as well. Come and join us, take a look at the agenda. It's fantastic. It's loaded with science and operations and process. We cover the vendor, you know, we've got the vendor insights and a fantastic keynote speaker. So it promises to be great.
It will indeed. All right. Thanks so much, Manuel and Clive, for taking some time to talk to us today. We're really looking forward to seeing you both in October, and hopefully we'll see the rest of our SLAS community either online or in person there as well.
Thank you.